Oh, I don't know why I'm so tired today. I missed my nap, I guess. I slept right through it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Taxiing down the runway, the jetliner abruptly stopped, turned around, and returned to the gate. After an hour wait, it took off again. A concerned passenger asked the flight attendant, what was the problem? The flight attendant said, well, the pilot was bothered by a noise he heard in the engine, and it took us a while to find a new pilot. Well, recently on Laugh Again, I told a story that was no joke. It was of a real pilot, Colonel George Hall, who, while on a reconnaissance mission during the Vietnam War, was shot down. Captured, interrogated, and tortured at the infamous Hanoi Hilton, Hall endured near starvation and solitary confinement, sometimes for months in a row. Others were understandably driven mad, but Hall stayed sane by playing golf. Say what? That's right. Each day, this talented golfer would allow himself to play one round of virtual golf with a tiny stick he hid in his cell. Guards watching thought he had lost his mind, walking around the tiny cell swinging a little stick. Yet the opposite was true. Hall's discipline helped him win the battle of the mind and mentally prepare for whatever lay ahead. I sometimes wonder what Paul of Tarsus, who persecuted Christians then became one, did when Governor Felix left him in prison for 2 years. The story is in Acts 24. Unlike Paul's friend Peter, he experienced no earth-shattering deliverance, no miracles, just life behind bars. Paul was no stranger to prison. He wrote letters while in chains, often using sports terms. Run the race to win. Take a new grip with your tired hands. Perhaps he hoisted an imaginary club or bounced an imaginary ball. We don't know. But we do know that Paul turned his confinement zone to a practice field. He would have celebrated communion, given thanks, cared for other prisoners, proclaimed good news, fasted, prayed, and trusted God. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, he wrote in Hebrews 12, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Any admired athlete or effective leader is king or queen of the unsung moments. Moments no one knows about. Times of repeating fundamentals, practicing disciplines that are no longer valued by most people, and winning the battle of the mind. Sometimes we go through long stretches of mundane, slogging through routines. At times our plans grind to a stifling halt and we're tempted to ask, where is God? Is he busy elsewhere? Decisions made in such moments could make or break us. We can quit or faithfully practice for that moment when our time comes. We can spend time with God in the Bible, in prayer, in worship. We can choose to be better, not bitter. For Paul, all that prison practice paid off. When he was released, he helped turn the world right side up. On February 12, 1973, after 7 years, 4 months, and 18 days in a 7-by-7-foot cell, Colonel George Hall finally checked out of the Hanoi Hilton. Back home, he settled quickly into life with his wife Patsy and their children. And one day, the phone rang. Would he? Yes, he would. Colonel Hall found himself playing in the Greater New Orleans POW Pro-Am Open on one of golf's grandest stages. Some remember that Jack Nicklaus won the tournament. Others recall an even greater victory. They remember Colonel George Hall and how thin he looked. He had lost 100 pounds on a daily ration of 300 calories a day. Others remember the smile on his face when he posted his miraculous score. George hadn't touched a golf club in 7 years, yet he shot his handicap. A remarkable 76.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.